Cruise Control Radio goes live from Corvettes at Carlisle on Saturday, August 25th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. Got a question for a Corvette engineer? Leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Go to cruisecontrolradio.com to get there fast.
This is Cruise Control,
your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Everything you need to know about new and used cars. Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air. Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin
because you're on Cruise Control. Cruise Control. Cruise Control.
Welcome out there to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We are here rolling down the road. Les Jackson at the wheel of the van at the moment. Fred Staub is in the back loading it up because we got to pack it up because a week from now we're going to be doing a live remote from the Carlisle, Pennsylvania Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a whole lot of Corvettes. At least 5,000 of them, maybe more, in all states of repair, whether they're parts or they're beautiful streetcars. So, yeah, we'll be broadcasting live with a live audience. But this week, Les, we're going to start with a story from Ford pricing its brand new Ranger pickup. And it's a pretty good price, too.
Absolutely. And why do you suppose VW is running commercials that show a Chevy Bolt?
Is there a merger? No. We don't have anything to report there, but we'll talk about it. And he's been a guest on the radio show in the past. This week, Danny Thompson broke the piston-driven land speed record in his father's 50-year-old car, 450 miles an hour.
You know, that's incredibly fast and scary to begin with, but when you're doing it in a 50-year-old car...
Well, it's like a B-52. They rebuilt it all, I guess, you know?
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, we're going to talk tech later in the show. Could the new C8 Corvette get active aerodynamics? Well, I'll tell you where you can rent a brand new Z06, because you sure can't have a C8 Corvette at the moment.
No, not yet. But maybe we'll find out something about that next weekend.
And I think we might.
And while we are on the topic of Corvettes, Les, Lance Miller, co-owner of Carlisle Events, will have a preview of the Corvettes at Carlisle show. And we told you we're going to be live from that. All that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you have a question about Corvettes, present or past, send us a note over at our Facebook page or over at our Twitter feed, because we'll get those questions to the people that know Team Corvette, all the designers, engineers, everyone. We'll get those questions to them. So you go over to our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook while you're there. And while you're at our Twitter feed, make sure you subscribe to us. So do that. Send us a direct message, and we will get those messages to the folks at Chevrolet on Team Corvette. Direct access on Cruise Control Radio. Right, Les?
Absolutely. We strive very hard to provide everything for our listeners. We don't do Windows, but pretty much everything else.
But we do Apple. Oh, no. All right.
Yes.
All right. We will be right back with Cruise Control Radio pricing on the Ford Ranger pickup when we come back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
You got a great car.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back.
Speaking, by the way, during the commercial, we were talking about pickup trucks.
Yeah.
And mainly about they're so expensive these days. And I was speculating, what really, if you just bought a truck to work, you know, to throw your tools in and it's going to get beaten up, what's the least you can get away with? We're going to check what that is.
Yeah.
We don't know, but we'll look it up when we get a chance. But meanwhile, the Ford Ranger, the new Ranger, well, the returning Ranger, goes on sale early next year.
Yeah, sure does. A 2019 model. It's going to start at $25,395. That includes shipping. But if you start checking boxes, you could get it up over $40,000. And that is, you know, when you compare the two vehicles, a Tacoma starts at about $25,400. So they're right in striking distance, $5 less. But the pricing for the Chevy Colorado and Canyon, the 2017 pricing, starts at $20,995.
That's a whole lot cheaper.
That's a whole lot cheaper, although obviously you have a newer vehicle here. And there are going to be three trim levels that will be very, very, very noticeable or recognizable to Ford fans, XL, XLT, and Lariat. It will sell a two-door super cab and a four-door super crew, so no standard cab model will be sold. You don't see standard cab pickups that much.
I keep looking for one just so I can say I've seen one recently, and I just don't see them.
The next break, we'll check it out. What you can, if you can buy a standard cab F-150 work truck with this base engine and, you know, just everything base, we'll get a price on that in 4x2 and 4x4. How's that? We'll do that for our listeners.
Okay. But,
so the base XL 4x2 super cab with a 6-foot box will be priced about $25,395. The super crew with a 5-foot box goes for $27,615. And as we said, the Lariat 4x4 super crew, $39,480. And if you add the FX off-road package, which is a almost a $1,300 option, you'll be over $40,000. But keep in mind, you know, F-150s can easily go $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's just so much money. It shocks me every time I see the price tags.
Yeah, it is huge. And, you know, this is going to have one engine, a 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine mated to a 10-speed automatic. So there's no option boxes to tick for that. There's some talk that there might be a diesel version as well, but that really hasn't been confirmed. There will be a baby Raptor, too, based on the Ranger. That has not been confirmed, but once again, it's like a worst-kept secret in the automotive industry, you know?
That's right. By the way, I do have a price on the cheapest F-150 you could buy.
Okay.
MSRP.
Okay.
$26,500.
Wow. Okay. So that's a 4x2.
That's a 4x2. Yeah. Your basic XL model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, going to be just rear-wheel drive.
And do they build a regular cab anymore, or is it all...
Yes, apparently they do. In fact, that's this one. So maybe it's the only one they're actually building.
And I would venture a guess that if you walked into a dealer, that truck is not there.
Oh, no, you'd have to order it. And you should be able to, the invoice, dealer invoice on that is about 22. And by the way, the cheapest truck you can get is the Nissan Frontier.
Yeah, old design, going to be renewed real soon, but still a great
truck.
That's right.
That's 18,920.
Hmm. not bad if you need a pickup truck.
Well, really. That's right. I mean, that's you know, something you're going to actually use for work. Mm.
Hey, I don't know if you've seen this commercial, but I did last night. It is a VW commercial. It's very subtly, you know, there's just a small graphic at the end that talked about VW. But it shows a Chevy Bolt in the vehicle. It also features tunes, the classic Flintstones and Jetsons theme. And we'll tell you what that's all about when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, why VW would be showing a Chevy Bolt. We also got a lot to get to, so stay tuned because we're going to talk some tech and breaking records and a whole lot of other stuff when we come back on Cruise Control Radio. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad.
Cruise Control. Welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred, we're rolling along. And hey, if you've been watching TV lately, and who hasn't, VW has an ad that actually shows a lot of airtime of the Chevy Bolt in it. And people are wondering, well, now, why would they do that?
Yeah, this is a campaign, a national campaign by Electrify America, which is actually a subsidiary of Volkswagen Group of America. That group was created in 2016. I believe this is part of it. I don't know whether it's part of the legal settlement. I guess it is. It was mandated.
It is, yeah. It's a PSA that they had to produce as part of the diesel emissions scandal.
But
fine.
This is not like a quickie PSA. This is it was made by Deutsch, and it's fun, really. That one guy pulls up in a gas engine car. I believe it's a Subaru. Looking at it, looks like a Subaru, an older Subaru. And he looks across, and there's a guy in a Bolt, but it's him. And when they cut to him, they're playing the Flintstones theme. And when they cut to the guy in the Bolt, they're playing the Jetsons theme.
And clever.
Yeah. It's a fun commercial. It's fun. And you know, this is one of those things where, you know, what VW is doing, it's not going to hurt VW because they really want to be the electric car leader. It's just a little weird that they're featuring the Chevy Bolt in there. And that's probably what they had to do. They could not show their own e-Golf or a future electric car or something like that, right?
Well, that's right. But the whole idea is showing that the future, which is not far away.
Right.
That we're going to be driving in electric cars, electric everything.
Mm-hmm. We can drive in them now. They'll just be more
right
prominent. So pretty cool, pretty cool. Hey, remember we had Danny Thompson on the show a number of years ago talking about his quest to break the record that his father, Mickey Thompson, was never able to do. And that is for a piston-driven land speed record. And he did it this week with his father's 50-year-old twin Hemi-powered Streamliner, the Challenger 2. And it's pretty cool. He's 69. He did this run, he made a pass of 446 miles an hour on August 11th. And then he backed it up the next day with a pass of 450 miles an hour. The average speed was 448.757, and that
breaks
the record and is the culmination of the dream of his father, because I believe Ford, it was initially named the Autolite Special. Ford had financed this, and then They couldn't continue to finance it, or they pulled their sponsorship, and it basically got pushed off. He didn't have sponsorship for it, and then unfortunately, He and his wife, Mickey Thompson, and his wife were murdered on March 1988, right a year before he was going to return to the Salt Flats. And this stuck with Danny, that wouldn't it be a great tribute to do this? And he did. It's got two Hemi engines in it. One is in the car backwards to drive the front wheels, and the other one is in the right way driving the rear wheels. And, you know, I think I even built a model of this when I was a kid. The Challenger 2.
Very, very impressive. You know, just outright, just being able to go that fast,
mm-hmm.
And hang together and not crash or get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to do this in your father's car,
right?
30 years after your father died, and 50 years after he started the attempts at speed in that car,
right?
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, his father was the car guy's car guy, wasn't he? He did all kind of racing, drag racing. I think he did road racing, land speed stuff. I think he had his hand in everything.
He did. He did.
Off-road.
He was just a super car guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
basically, you know, the level of Carroll Shelby in many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And businesses based in. Did he start Mickey Thompson Tires, or? I guess he did.
Oh, he did. He did. That's not what he started in business with, but yeah.
Interesting guy. Somebody to talk about a lot more on Cruise Control Radio. And we're going to get Danny on the show in the next couple of weeks so he can tell us what it's like to get in that car and go that fast. It's kind of cool.
Would you do that if you had the chance?
I would definitely want to run the Salt Flats. I don't know if at that speed. I definitely would like to run 200 and get the jacket and the hat for the 200-mile-an-hour club.
That's right. I wouldn't want to go that fast on the ground. It's just too many things that can go wrong.
Yeah, remember driving on the salt. It's like driving on ice, basically.
It's similar.
Look at the video. He was at full lock a couple of times when, you know, left, right, left, right. And I thought, wow, you don't have that much steering in that car. And the tires are very thin, you know, so it's a handful, I bet.
I would not want to do it.
Mm. But you might want to talk tech, especially since we're going to talk Corvettes a lot next week on Cruise Control Radio. We're going to be live at Corvettes at Carlisle. If you have a question for the Corvette engineers, make sure you go over to our Facebook page or our Twitter feed. Send us a direct message there. You can do that. All you have to do is go to cruisecontrolradio.com, and there's links right there. It'll get you right there. You got a question, we'll get it answered for you. So could the new C8 Corvette, which we don't even officially know about yet, could it have active aerodynamics? And this, once again, comes from a patent that was applied for that shows active side skirts and spoilers. It's interesting, the drawing showed a C7 Corvette with this on there, but I'm wondering if this patent would fit onto another type vehicle as well, perhaps, right?
Most certainly.
They're not going to do a line drawing of the C8 Corvette when they put in for a patent, are they?
No, because they don't have to, as long as the technology is applicable to a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the technology itself.
So this shows a moving spoiler on the roof that can raise and lower. And it also shows downforce generating ducts placed on the roof and a lower portion of the vehicle that can hasten airflow past the car. And it could otherwise be used to produce a Venturi effect. Wow.
Very, very, very clever.
That sounds pretty trick. I mean, there are wings, of course, and speed brakes, but I've never heard of this type of really super active.
Yeah, because, see, those other technologies are passive.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas active, it's tailoring because it's got a sensor that measures body height and I'm sure a million other sensors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at real time. Updating probably 150 times a second, these systems can just keep the stability perfect.
Wow. That is crazy. But I'll tell you, here's another Corvette-related story that I kind of couldn't believe. They are going to allow you, they being Hertz, to rent a brand new Z06 Corvette in cities including Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Orlando, San Diego, San Francisco, and Tampa. They're getting 100 of them in the fleet. They're all yellow with a black center stripe, 650 horsepower LT4 under the hood. It's going to use the 8-speed paddle shift automatic transmission. And it looks like they're going to charge about $200 a day plus taxes and a limit of 75 miles a day. What could go wrong with this, renting these to people?
let me count the ways.
Yeah, I don't think people have experienced that level of power. And
First of all, I hope Hertz has these equipped so nobody can turn off the safety systems.
That's a very good question. Hey, we got Lance Miller up next. We're going to talk and tease Corvettes at Carlisle. Stay tuned.
Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
Cruise Control.
Well, you may find yourself behind the wheel of a Chevrolet Corvette. As a matter of fact, there'll be like 5,000, 6,000 of them in one place. That's all happening next week at Corvettes at Carlisle, Carlisle, PA. It is the our trip we take every year, Les, to do the radio show live, Cruise Control Live from Corvettes at Carlisle. And we have on the line Lance Miller, co-owner of Carlisle Events. Lance always graces us with his wonderful office that we turn into a studio. And we appreciate that, Lance, and we appreciate you being with us to tell us a little bit about what's coming up next weekend.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. So what you're celebrating the 1968 Corvette this year, aren't you?
We are. It's the 50th year anniversary, so we always try to make a splash because every year that we do this, of course, the next year is like, I want to do it. I have a 69. So it's important that we carry that tradition on.
Yeah, 60.
I don't want to get beat up at the show, you know?
No. And Les and I were talking about the 68. Amazing year, complete body change for the Corvette. They did have some problems, some teething issues, but it was a big change, and it must have been a big deal, Les, when that 68 was rolled out for the first time.
Well, it was huge. First of all, at that time, I was down in the Navy flying airplanes, and virtually every guy that was single and graduated from flight school, the first thing he did was go down to the Pensacola Buggy Works, which was a Chevy dealer, and he would buy a brand new 68 Corvette.
Hmm. Wow.
And many of them never made it out of Florida. Just due to breakage. It was such a dramatic body style.
Yeah. How many of those are you going to have at Corvettes at Carlisle, Lance, the 68s?
That's always tough to say. We're going to have 20 underneath the tent, which is all different colors to that. And we'll also have, I don't know how many will actually show up around the tent. So it's always, your guess is as good as mine. I hope to see about, 30, 40 of them.
Wow. Very, very cool. Very cool. And something we always love, my wife always loves this, you're going to bring back the American flag built by Corvettes, right?
Yes, that's always, people love it, but my staff can't stand me for doing it. It's a lot of work on our end, but it's always worth it. If the end result is just phenomenal. When you look down, we get a lot of drone shots with it, and it's always cool when somebody flies by and snaps a picture and shares it with us. So it's just neat to see because it's, hundreds of Corvettes, red, white, and blue, and it makes a magnificent picture.
And you actually have the flagpole, too. You use the silver ones as the flagpole, right?
You got to mix it up every now and then, right? So, yeah, we'll throw in a flagpole. We've done the little two golden Corvettes that were the golden eagle at the top of the flagpole. So, we try to just, have fun with it. And it's one of those things, every year people just really crave it. They're like, hey, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And we don't want to do it every year just to wear it out. But, you know, every 3 to 5 years, I mean, we do it.
And is
it, not, right?
Is this going to be bigger? More Corvettes involved?
No, this one's going to be the same size, but we're actually going to dilute it to services. So basically, you know, firefighters, police. We're going to have a gentleman talk about, he was one of the first responders during 9/11, and he has an amazing story to tell. So we're going to have him tell his story, and then we're going to have a bunch of fire trucks and that type of stuff kind of drive through as a parade just to thank them for their services. So it'll be a nice moment, you know. It's good to say thanks.
I got to ask, Les, how do you, I'll ask Les, but I should ask Lance, I meant to say, how do you lay the flag out? Because when you're on the ground, it's hard to tell if everything's straight in that, you know?
It is. We actually go out and we'll pin it. So we'll know exactly where to put the first car. We know how wide the cars are approximately, and we try to keep them very tight together. So the first line is the most important line. We'll put it that way. And then, of course, you want to let them out of their driver's side door. So that's always...
I wouldn't have thought of that. I would not have thought of that. And I can see the problem that would cause.
Yeah.
Another thing is, it just takes a lot of time to form it. So a lot of people need to have a lot of patience. And, you know, it can get hot. And, well, fortunately, this year it looks like it's going to be perfect. So we'll be fine.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be nice weather.
Yep. What's Chip's Choice this year at Corvettes or Carlo?
Chip's Choice, we're doing vet rods, which are basically straight rotted out Corvettes. And it's new components, so they can go out and drive them, but they still have the old school look. Say it's a 67 Corvette that everybody seems to love, or the 63 split window, with all the new components, newer engine, you know, better brakes, better suspension. So they can get in, turn the AC on, and it actually works, and, you know, enjoy the car. So there's some really over-the-top cars. I highly recommend going down and checking them out.
Restified.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that term.
I think that truly is the future of collector cars.
Hey, Lance, does it bother you, and I think I know the answer to this, when you see somebody that's taken an older Corvette and modernized it like that? Because I remember watching one show where they took a almost a perfect 60 Corvette, and then they did, you know, they swapped out the chassis and put an LS engine in it and all that. And even the guys on the show were saying, we're going to get hate calls from people that love Corvettes. Well, how do you feel about that when someone does that?
Personally, I'm all about, you know, if it's your Corvette, you can do whatever you want with it. More the merrier, you know, go out and enjoy it. If that's what makes you happy, do it. I'm all for it. Drive it, have fun.
Change it up.
A lot of people would think I'd probably swing the other direction and keep them perfect and nice, but in reality, have fun with it. Around once. So
yeah.
Have fun while you're here.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there, so there are some that will be restored and some that will be modified, right?
And the important thing is they were meant to be driven.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people do when they come to Carlisle. Most are driven, I would say. Most Corvettes are driven from all around the country, aren't they?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
The majority of the people are driving, and it's funny, you know, even the guys that have the older cars, they're typically opting to take their newer cars, you know, they go out and buy a new C7, has all the amenities, they take that car versus their collector car. But now you're seeing people say, you know what, I want to drive my car, but I want to have the air conditioning, and I want to have, you know, the luxury, so they just make it into a resto mod or vet rod, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, very cool.
And enjoy it.
Very cool.
You have an auction, right? For
during our benefit dinner, is that what you're referring
to?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, we do. We have a bunch of different odds and ends. So basically, like Chevrolet, I talked to them a couple months ago and said, "Hey guys, bring out some really cool items, and I prefer like one or two big ones versus a bunch of little ones." So I said, you know, people love when you guys all autograph certain, you know, pieces of the car. So we'll have items like that. Ken Lingenfelter's donating some stuff. Spring Mountain Motor Ranch is donating a 2-day school. So there's a lot of neat items.
Wow.
That's
you guys
very
didn't
cool.
do that. You need to do that sometime.
Yeah.
Okay. Counted on you before on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a great evening, and the camaraderie, something that your dad, Chip, loves so much about cars. And I agree with him to this day, and I'm sure you do. It's all about that. We want to get your take on this. And Les was talking about this on the radio show a couple of weeks ago. He was saying that, I mean, the worst-kept secret out there. We know it's going to be a mid-engine Corvette. Chevy can't talk about it yet, but we've seen the spy photos and all that. Les was saying Carlisle would be a great place to reveal that.
Oh, I would have to agree.
It would be awesome. Well, I mean, I think it would be a spectacular commercial, a TV commercial for the new Corvette, you know, flying over Carlisle and having it revealed in front of 40,000 people and 6,000 Corvettes. I mean, what better piece of advertising could there be?
Yeah, you've got the core audience there that certainly are going to spread the word out for you. I mean, instantaneously with social media and every other angle you can promote.
Sure.
And, I mean, that's the best kind. Let's face it. It's still guerrilla marketing, you know?
Yeah.
What essentially, it just has changed or evolved.
I want to get your take on this. Do you think, I think they'll be expanding the Corvette brand, and Taz Jukter, sort of when he was on Cruise Control last year, said, you know, we build Corvettes for a lot of different people. So I think they will continue to build the C7 or the next version of it and a mid-engine car. I think it'll just be a wider selection of Corvettes. What's your take on it? We only got a couple of about 45 seconds here.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I'm the same as you. You know, I'd love to see it where everybody can join in on the fun. But, you know, the anything that the car evolves into, it's better. So I commend the whole entire team. They do a phenomenal job. The new C7 is fabulous, and the new C8 will be incredible. So,
all right.
Good hand.
Well, good deal. Lance, people want info on Corvettes at Carlisle. Where do they go?
Easy enough. Go to CarlisleEvents.com.
All right. Well, we will see you next weekend live at Corvettes at Carlisle. Lance Miller, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
All right.
Thank
we you. Will talk to him soon, and we'll be right back on Cruise Control Radio.
Cruise Control Radio goes live from Corvettes at Carlisle on Saturday, August 25th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. Got a question for a Corvette engineer? Leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Go to cruisecontrolradio.com to get there fast.
I got a new car. I got a new car.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are your on-air automotive magazine. As we mentioned, we will be at Carlisle next weekend. Now, here's the deal. One of the neat things about Carlisle and the whole Corvette brand is you get to talk to the people, the designers, the engineers, about current or past Corvettes or maybe even the future. We want you to go over to our Facebook page or Twitter feed. Send us a message there for what you'd like us to ask the engineers. And
that's right.
Engineers or designers or anything. I mean, we're going to try to get the information in the mid-engine car, but, you know, you have a better chance of getting a question asked about a current model, of
course.
That's
right. And this is, think about how significant it is. This is the only chance I know of you can actually talk to the people who designed and built something you own.
Right.
You can't, how many times have you wanted to talk to somebody at Apple about your iPhone?
Right.
Or any appliance, you know, at GE about your refrigerator,
right?
And you can't.
Why does it make this noise? Why can't I do this? Yeah, and you can do this. And now, not some of you can make it to Carlisle, and that's great. And please, if you do, check us out. We're going to be at the Double Decker Building at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we will have the door up, and we'll have some giveaways. But if you can't, send us that note over at Facebook. Or any of our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram. I guess you can send it over there too. But all the links are up on cruisecontrolradio.com, and just click over. And you can like us while you're there too. So, but we'd love to ask your questions to the folks, and we will be glad to do that. Les, let's talk a little tech, huh? Have you?
Absolutely.
Maybe we haven't, but some of our listeners might have a number of kids in their vehicles and they're traveling, and everyone wants to listen to something else. Somebody wants to watch a movie. Somebody wants to listen to the radio while they're driving, and then somebody else wants to do listen to another form of audio entertainment in the car. Now, how it's typically worked is the people up front will listen to the car radio through the speakers, and then the people in the back will have to put on wireless headsets, and maybe they'll hear some of your music, you know, in their headset kind of bleeding through. Well, now Kia's got a plan that could change all that. It's called separated zone technology, meaning that if I'm in the back seat behind the driver, I can listen to whatever I want to listen to without headphones, while the person next to me can listen to something else, and the people up front can each be listening to something else. It's sort of like the zoned air conditioning, but for sound. Yep. And they've been working on this separated zone technology, Kia, since 2014, and they say it's getting ready to be used in future cars. And they do it by isolating acoustic fields of the car, like noise-canceling headphones, sort of the same kind of the same technology. What do you think of this? This would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
I think it'll work fine. Basically, they're creating what's known as an acoustic node,
mm-hmm.
N-O-D-E. Now, and I'm sure it'll work, but I'm very curious to know how much you can move in your given seat before you physically, mechanically are getting into the next node, which may not be what you're listening to.
In other words, how tight are they? Yeah, how tight are these nodes?
I suspect you've got to stay reasonably still.
Okay.
But it's better than wearing headphones. And, you know, like in our car, my wife likes to listen to classical. And as you know, I listen to my Slim Whitman albums.
I thought it was going to be the speed metal albums.
That's right.
Smashing your head into the steering wheel as you drive.
Exactly. But I think this is a terrific idea. And it actually makes me think maybe this would come to a residential type of system pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Even doing the radio show, we have headphones on. Imagine if you just didn't have to do that and there wasn't any feedback with no headphones. It would be...
Yeah.
That's just a personal thing, but it would be certainly a different situation. Many uses for this. I also wonder, Les, what is the quality of the sound like? Now, of course, you know, we have 20-speaker stereos in cars that we get to review, and you can design a little bit of it to say, oh, okay, you know, it's just me in the car, so I want the best sound to come to the driver's seat area. But when you're breaking this up into four or more quadrants, you think about how do you get stereo imaging? Do you need to have speakers in the center of the car to do this, and if so, where would you mount them? You know, you have to design four individual cells as opposed to one big audio cell, which is in the interior of the car. And it is amazing what they've done with audio in cars, because you think of it, that's probably one of the worst spaces to do audio in. You've got hard surfaces, soft surfaces, weird angles. It would shoot all over the place, you know, the sound.
You know, it is amazing what they've done. And recently, I've been noticing it because I've got several hundred songs, my favorite songs, on CD, and they're all MP3. And I've been playing them occasionally in the press cars. And the quality of sound coming in from XM or FM, AM radio is so far superior to my CD with MP3s. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that is Harman Kardon. They've done things where satellite radio used to sound compressed in many ways, and they have found a way to expand that signal and replace the highs and things that may have been rolled off when they compressed the sound. But
yeah.
We have a very important story to get to next, also a talking tech story. It comes to us from AutoGuide, and this is technology that could end up in future BMWs. is it is it is a champagne glass that fills from the bottom.
I'll drink to that.
It is a patented champagne flute that fills from the bottom to make it easier for backseat passengers to top off their glasses while on the road. What about that?
Wow. You know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
So pressing down the glass opens a spring-activated valve, which are closed simply by lifting the flute back up out of the cup holder. Imagine if they do this for coffee. I see long-haul truckers loving this.
I just, why don't they just put a fountain in there?
Yeah, a champagne fountain. Or one of those chocolate things that drips the chocolate over. Of course, this might wind up, according to AutoGuide, in the high-end 7 Series and Rolls-Royce cars. Mm. What do you think this option will cost? Remember, they have that option with the little LED stars in the headliner. That was like a $9,000 option.
I think this would be about $1,000 or more.
I think it might be more than that. It involves hooch, you know?
Oh, and also it's got to chill it.
It's got to chill it. And you've got to keep all that mechanism clean, you know? You know, what do you do? You pour a bottle into a tank in the trunk and it pumps it in there? I don't know.
That's right. A tank of Dom Perignon.
In the back. Get the box. The box in the champagne. Trunk. Yes.
Yeah. Somehow I just don't see this.
Well, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool tech. Hey, we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control. We'll mention it again. You got a question for Team Corvette? Engineers, designers, all you got to do is go over to cruisecontrolradio.com. We got links there. Send us a note on Facebook. Send us a note on Twitter. We're glad to forward it on to the folks and ask it on air when we are live at Corvettes at Carlisle next week on Cruise Control Radio. 2 hours of Corvette action. Be there.
Well, yes, indeed.
All right. Time for me to say I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road.
Bye.
Cruise Control Radio goes live from Corvettes at Carlisle on Saturday, August 25th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. Got a question for a Corvette engineer? Leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Go to cruisecontrolradio.com to get there fast.